SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The State Department is being hit with mass layoffs. More than 1,300 civil servants and foreign service officers are being fired. Secretary of State Marco Rubio defends the job cuts.
Our reduction in force was done, I'm very proud to say, I would argue probably in the most deliberate way of anyone that's done one. We went very specifically through and reorganized the State Department.
The Trump administration has said the job cuts were overdue, but current and former diplomats say the firings will weaken U.S. influence. As the U.S. tries to broker a Russia and Ukraine peace deal, Ukrainian President Zelensky is denouncing Moscow's constant use of drones to attack his country.
These drones have been heavily upgraded to cause more destruction and to be harder to shoot down. Ukrainians now face attacks by hundreds of these drones every single night. And this is pure terrorism.
Earlier today, Russian drones killed two people in Kiev and damaged a maternity hospital in Ukraine's second largest city, injuring nine people. Tayshia Stevens reports on more testimony about President Biden's mental state.
An assistant to former President Biden is scheduled to testify Friday in the GOP probe of the former president's mental fitness in office. Ashley Williams is a senior Biden White House aide who previously agreed to do a closed-door interview. Her testimony comes just days after Biden's former doctor refused to cooperate in the probe after he was served a subpoena.
Starting August 1st, Canada is facing 35% tariffs on goods exported to the U.S. That announcement from President Trump last night. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on some new statistics on pornography.
The numbers come from the research group Wi-Fi Talents, and they reveal that 35% of all web data on Earth is porn. The global pornography industry generates about $100 billion every year. Here in the U.S., the average age that a child is first exposed to porn is 11 years old. Wi-Fi Talents also reveals the astounding fact that approximately 28,000 Americans visit pornography websites every second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats' unpopular support for transgenderism is becoming an issue in various state campaigns. Bill Berrien, a GOP businessman in Wisconsin's race for governor, is highlighting the issue. He faults Democratic Governor Tony Evers for vetoing a bill that would have barred males from playing on girls' and women's sports teams. He's also taking the governor to task for seeking to remove the words woman and mother from a state law. This is SRN News. A second Virginia university is facing a Trump administration investigation.
The Education Department says it's responding to a complaint filed by multiple professors at George Mason who claim the university is favoring those from underrepresented groups. The complaint takes aim at GMU President Gregory Washington, saying he issued guidance that favored faculty candidates based on diversity considerations rather than credentials. Until recently, the Trump administration's efforts to reshape diversity policies in higher education focused on elite private institutions such as Harvard and Columbia. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Fighters with a Kurdish separatist militant group that has waged a decades-long insurgency in Turkey have begun laying down their weapons. About 30 fighters took place in a symbolic ceremony today, that ceremony in northern Iraq. More details at srnnews.com.